This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of information, otherwise known as the information age. Yes, it is. 7 after the hour. It's time for you to find out what's going on conversationally in the world with some of the best conversationalists you'll hear anywhere on radio or television. They've been groomed. They're ready. They're at the ready, in a manner of speaking. Okay, so Jennifer Horn's here. Been around here with me for quite a long time. Accomplished radio professional, as is Victoria Keevan, who's been here for 3 years now, and she seems like every bit of it is paradise. She can hardly believe it's been.
It has been a very fast 3 years, though, I will say.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah, for sure. Kara Shillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer, please take it away.
Well, there is a controversy in one of the cities in California that I thought I would bring it to your attention to see if you guys think it's controversial or not. The Long Beach Police Department has changed up their logo a little bit. They have made a decision to put the American flag on the side of their newly painted police cars in Laguna Beach. Now, that move has divided residents, can you believe it, who are praising the move by the police, calling it patriotic, and by the other half of the city calling it too aggressive and actually panning the move. After hearing the criticism and acknowledging that the image they approved didn't quite match the final results, officials have now agreed to reconsider their decision to paint their fleet of 11 squad cars with the American flag. The city council are now getting involved. They're going to take up the issue at their meeting this week. People are screaming that the American flag on a police car is somehow or another hurting people's feelings who might be immigrants or visitors to our state. People are actually ridiculous enough to bring up comments about cop cars having American flags on them. That's the councilman, Peter Blake, making those comments. There's an artist who over the weekend was leading a protest against this that said it was, quote, shocking to see the boldness of the design when these Ford Explorers were rolled out. Now, here's what it looks
like.
Are they
ugly?
If I can paint. No.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm waiting to see what they look like.
They're either black or white.
I'm trying to picture them. Yeah.
They're either black or white Ford Explorers. Okay, so picture that to begin with as the base. And on the side, they have a white paneled door. So the doors are white panels. And it says Laguna Beach in black. And then it says police in large letters. The letters are filled in with the design of the American flag. And people in California are going crazy about that. Now,
what?
I think it's ridiculous because I'm proud of our flag and I'm proud of our country, but many people are calling this aggressive and no doubt putting the pressure on to spend more money to repaint these cars.
I'm pretty sure
aggressive.
I've seen designs like this all around
the
country, though. It's a pretty basic looking design.
That's
ridiculous. There's California.
What the hell is happening? That's, you know, the influx of people who come from other countries who don't express or feel properly about what the flag represents. I don't believe that it makes for, I think the flag does not represent patriotism, but it is symbolism, and it's a symbol of a lot of different things. For me, remembering first studying when I was in elementary school, the Stars and Stripes, and 13 Stars and the Stripes, and where we came from, and because I lived in Massachusetts, which was one of the first colonies, it sort of meant something to me. There's a historical connection to it. I think that there's a lot of people who feign patriotism, and patriotism has nothing to do with a symbol. Patriotism has to do with what's in your head and what's in your heart. But I like the looks of the flag. I think that it's very, when you travel around a lot, and you see other flags that kind of are flat. I don't know. There's something colorful. There's something bright. There's something that really, you know.
The flag is gorgeous. I agree with you. I think this is, you know, and I think the manufactured part.
Go home.
Yeah, the manufactured part, though, this is what I've been sort of noticing a trend in. I'm not actually seeing or hearing actual immigrants talking about
this.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to
ask. It's white people.
Yeah. These are elected officials on some local government level that either they want to make headlines for themselves, or I'm not sure what the point of this is.
Well,
but all it's doing is creating an even greater divide between hardworking immigrants who want to do it the right way and people who are on the other side who don't want any immigration. And all it's doing is just stirring the pot in the middle, and no one is benefiting from it. It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
The other side of the aisle is actually being led by groups of artists in Laguna Beach who are saying that this is just too much and too offensive. So it's maybe it's hippy-dippy. I don't know.
That's what I was about to say, is it's just, you know, it's I can understand if you're an artist and you don't like it because it's ugly, then, you know, you could have hired someone to do a better job. But, yeah, it looks fine. I mean, that's what all police cars look like. They're very blocky letters. A lot of them have, you know, either the state flag or an American flag or something like that. So I don't know. It just seems bizarre. It's like all these people making an issue out of nothing.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, let's go one step further with making something out of nothing. I at first, you know, the attention that's being given to AOC and to the Muslim lady whose name I can never pronounce. Help me. Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's, I think there's one other person who's now been sort of targeted. A new congresswoman. I don't remember the name there either.
There's the new class of kind of the outspoken. It's Representative Omar, Representative Tlaib, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay. So that triumvirate has gotten the ire of people who are on the other side. I honestly don't know much. I mean, you read all the stuff about AOC and this Ilhan, what's her face, and the other lady I don't know that much about. What happens when you, I think, pay too much attention to some of this stuff, and I think I've been a victim of this, especially when it comes to AOC, why give them energy? It's like a fire. Why give them oxygen? There isn't a lot, unless you pay attention to them, that will stir, and, you know, each area of the country, most Congress people represent, like, 400,000 or 500,000 residents. I think that's what it shapes down up to. So if somebody wants to elect in their district someone who represents their district, if it is in fact a representative government, we don't have a democracy. We have a representative government. The people who are there, and this is where sort of we fall into the lack of civics training and history of our country. People don't understand what the country's political landscape is all about. The representation that you have in Congress or in your city council or in the state legislature is supposed to do just that. Represent you and your thinking, not them. So we pay all this attention to these people. I mean, AOC has been excoriated by most of the Democrats in New York City because they blame her for screwing up the Apple deal.
She wasn't the lead of that. There was another Democrat who was a man who was the lead of that.
You listen to the governor, though, Kara, there, Cuomo singled her out.
Because he lost a lot of money.
He needs somebody to blame. somebody to blame. She's a scapegoat with the whole Amazon deal. It's ridiculous.
Well, but the point is that it's kind of like what we were saying with regard to the flag. If you give, okay, so we tell a story, and then, I'm not talking about us, I'm talking about in general, people, you know, the more oxygen you give to this stuff, the more the flame builds. And I just think it's time for us, although it's not going to happen because the news media is always looking for the shiny penny on the sidewalk. They're happy to stir whatever the pot can be stirred, how it can be stirred, whether it's Trump or these ladies or whatever it is. Well, it's really not news. It isn't. It's just stuff that we could live without. I consider sometimes news to be, when it comes to hard news, stuff that we really need to know and really need to ferret our way through, if it's, we're talking about it, but in terms of some of this stuff, that's why you don't hear me talk much about some of the Trump stuff, the tweeting and whatever it is. I might personally have things to say about it, but not necessarily on the air, because I think it doesn't accomplish anything. Anyway, but I may be the only one who thinks that, because I want to know what's going on. For example, Kim John Ding Dong has said we have till the end of the year to work out our talks. Or what's he going to do, huff and puff and blow the house down? What's that deadline
about?
Let's
hope he doesn't do anything crazy.
Well, what's he going to do?
Well, he has weapons. I think South Korea is probably really hoping he doesn't do anything crazy.
Well, do we really know that he has weapons, or we just
think he does.
Yeah, he does.
He has nuclear capability. He got it from our beautiful friends in Iran.
Okay, so then what does he do that doesn't blow himself off the face of the earth? What kind of
Is he going to restart his testing again that he was doing for years? Is he going to try to start a war? I mean, the minute he tries to start a war, we're going to sweep in there and knock him out.
Yes,
the question is, the question is who stands with us to do that? So,
It would certainly be
helpful to have someone stand with us, not only for troop support, air support, but also for financial and economic support, and hope that he doesn't hit any of his nuclear weapons. I mean, he's a crazy person, but I don't think he also values his own life, and so I don't know
Right, that's the point. I mean, I don't think he gives a damn about anybody but himself, but under the circumstances, you'd have to dig a pretty big hole to hide from an attack from us or anybody who's in that league. So, at any rate, I just thought it was interesting. He's huffing and puffing like, I'm going to blow your house down. Yeah. Good luck there, Charlie. Charlie, wasn't that the, we used to call the Viet Cong? We used to call him Charlie. Right. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, that's true. Look that up. Check that out, Jennifer, will you please? 18 past the hour on the DJV show.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
The future of printing is here, and so are the savings.
The reinvented HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now at Staples.
They're smart, mobile, and secure.
So you can easily print, scan, and copy remotely from your mobile device.
And now at Staples, save up to 20% on the all-new HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Plus, save up to $50 more in store when you trade in your old printer.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/4/19. See store or staples.com/HP OfficeJet Pro to learn more.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Vostogny. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Popular vocalist and band here as we focus on music. This portion of this hour, the DJD program, Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, and you and I with the Dave Matthews Band. Before he went on to sell 36, 37 million albums here in our country, he was a bartender, waited tables, delivered milk for his uncle, and was an illustrator and pamphlets for a local doctor's office. Dave Matthews, the Dave Matthews Band. They're kicking off a North American summer tour at the end of the month. He is seeing through his investment in a board game called Chick-a-Pig that launched on Kickstarter in 2016 and just hit the shelves in Target stores. Anybody seen this, Chick-a-Pig?
I've seen pictures of him holding it, but I haven't seen it in person yet.
How do you play it? It's a chess game, I guess, right? So it features pooping cows. I'm probably gonna like this.
Pooping cows. So your game.
Sounds like fun.
You should buy this for Miles.
Yes, I think you're right.
I don't know what
the
age limit is though, by the way.
I'll find out. I'm going out there next weekend, so I'll maybe get one before I go out there. It features pooping cows, chicken pig hybrid game pieces. They dreamed up by Brian Calhoun, who's a friend of Matthews, who makes custom guitars for artists including Keith Urban. Most board game manufacturers bring an idea to market in a matter of months. Chick-a-Pig started out kind of slowly. He said, quote, "We'd get a core group of friends and fans together to play the game, and it grew from there." Game nights with 100 people in Calhoun's town of Charlottesville, Virginia, allowed him to organically gauge the strength and weakness of the game. As the game morphs into a broader franchise that spans children's books and stuffed animals, both Matthews and Calhoun are poised for a pretty good paycheck, looks like. Dave Matthews says his cut will support the various charities that he worked closely with, which includes Farm Aid, where Matthews has served as a board member for the last 15, 16 years. So don't let me forget about this. I got to check this out. All right? The board game called Chick-a-Pig. Nothing better than a pooping cow or a pooping chicken. That's really great manure, too, by the way. For those of you who are starting spring gardens, if you can find some chicken manure and cow manure put together.
I would say there might be a few things that are better than that, but...
Really?
Yeah, and life better than a pooping cow? Sure. Yeah.
Nothing better, Karen. Nothing better.
Pooping cow means the cow's working just fine, Karen. Let's keep moving here. 26 after the hour. Little Stevie Van Zandt and his band, the Disciples of Soul, have built their own wall of sound. New song called The World of Our Own, set to appear in their forthcoming album, Summer of Sorcery, comes out next month. Let's listen to it. I want to hear the wall of sound. Ah, that's fabulous. Sounds just like Phil Spector when he worked with the Crystals and the Ronettes and all those great acts of the 60s. So Stevie Van Zandt was interviewed and he said, quote, "A World of Our Own, the girl group entry of this album. Chiffons have always been able, have been very big to me. The Shangri-Las, yep, the Shirelles, he and I are contemporaries. Something that always has appealed to me. And also Darlene Love." It was interesting he brought that up because Darlene Love was actually the first Phil Spector find. And she wouldn't sleep with him, so that's where Veronica, what's her last name? I don't know, not important. At any rate, the Summer of Sorcery, first album of all material from Little Stevie, the Disciples of Soul, since Born Again Savage in 1999. So they spend much of the summer out touring. I'd like to see them.
They're
this
really
a fun song.
Solid band. Really
yeah,
good band.
Crank this up again. Yeah. Isn't that fun? Good for him. Little Stevie on the Little Dougie in the Big Girls Department here, 28 after the hour.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away three full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Just days before Easter, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris suffers significant damage from a fire, possibly sparked by renovations. In New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
To see that reduced to ashes, my oh my, I remember our song, From the Ashes, We Rise Up. We had Ash Wednesday. We want to rise up with Jesus at Easter, and I believe that there'll be some rising from this time.
The spire is lost, but the main structure of the cathedral has been saved, and the two iconic main towers. towers have been saved as well. The French president has promised to rebuild the landmark cathedral and says he is seeking international help. The Mueller report will be released Thursday by the Justice Department. President Donald Trump issued several tweets Monday saying the findings have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. Trump saying in one tweet, the crimes were committed by crooked Hillary, the DNC, dirty cops, and others. Investigate the investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
We're all about words here on the DJB program. Words, sentences, phrases, meanings. It is time for us to get back into all those phrases and words and meanings, figure out what's going on. As Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen bring you the best of the world. Victoria, you're on, let's see, you've gone from the on-deck circle right to home plate.
Okay. Up at bat, I think, is what you're trying to say, right?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Baseball
Mark Cuban.
Because baseball, the synergy with baseball in our country is something that is hard to avoid, frankly. And I think it's because baseball is an exciting time of year. It's good. Everything's fresh and starting and new. All right, so Mark Cuban, what's happening with
Mark
him?
Mark Cuban, yeah, he's in the news and has been trending really for the past few days since last week when he missed his appearance on The View, which was supposed to be on Thursday morning. He was intended to appear with the rest of his sharks from Shark Tank, and when he didn't show up, it caused a lot of concern. It turns out that he is doing okay, but he did have a procedure for atrial fibrillation, and basically they shocked his heart back into rhythm. And so Mark has come out now saying that it's a common procedure for people with AFib. And he said, fortunately, so far, I'm good. I'm doing great. And he said he wants to raise awareness for this. And he said that he started talking about having AFib back in 2017 when he tweeted about it. But he said that he recommends that anyone experiencing an irregular heartbeat visit their doctor as soon as possible and read up on AFib. And he said, if you take the right steps, it's a condition that can be dealt with. And the Mayo Clinic, he's kind of partnered with them. They issued a statement in support of his health as well and said that episodes of AFib can come and go, and you may develop AFib that doesn't go away, and it might require treatment. And so it's usually AFib itself isn't life-threatening. It is a serious medical condition, though, and sometimes it can require emergency treatment, which is exactly what Mark Cuban had to go through. So
he's lucky.
Raising awareness.
Usually that cardio version, it can be successful, but usually right after you catch it. If he's had it for a long time, he's lucky that it actually worked, because a lot of times you have to catch it early on to get the cardio version to work.
Yeah, you're right.
Otherwise,
you'd
see like ablation. Ablation can go up. You know, that's actually what my mom had, where it goes up through your veins into your heart, and they saw off some of the cells on the heart that are causing the irregular heartbeat.
Well, it's an electrical thing. It's the current.
Yeah.
The electrical impulses. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, with whom I am visiting here this week, I'm down in Orlando at his clinic because I have my annual cardiological checkup. And one of the things that we check on, because my father had AFib, is making sure that all of the pieces work together. One of the things I learned late, and I think I said this to you, Jennifer, although you don't like to take many of my recommendations when it comes to...
That is not true.
Well, did you give your mother magnesium?
Of course. It was too far advanced, though. My mom and dad both take magnesium, but it was just... The thing is that supplements are good until you have the problem, and supplements usually can't cure something like AFib.
Right.
They don't take it away once you have it. But,
maybe had she
been taking magnesium before that...
If you have a history in your family, Ken would tell you this and Jack would tell you. Jack Stockwell, two of the doctors that are associated with this program, would both tell you, Ken is a cardiologist and Jack as someone who's a homeopath, that magnesium is something that if you're on a steady diet of it, it helps to regulate the electrical flow, not only in your heart, but all around your body. It helps the electronic impulses that come from your brain to work. I mean, back to the fantastic thing this body of ours is, and why people violate it by abusing drugs or tobacco or alcohol, it befuddles me. Anyway, the point is that Ken would tell you, and we'll probably talk about this later this week, the AFib, he always describes it, Kara, your heart beating like a bag of worms. But that's kind of what it is. One side of your heart doesn't work as well as the other side, and the irregular heartbeat is a horrible sensation. And my father had it when he was 51 and lived with it for 40 years, and it finally, the way it was treated back in the 60s when he got it, they were giving you digitoxin and Coumadin and all kinds of things, blood thinners, thickeners, back and forth. And so at the end, it was he had three or four strokes because of the medication he was on, and he finally died of a stroke at 91. But the essence of what you do is when you feel anything that's irregular like that, don't pass it off. Go see somebody who knows what the heck they're doing, and don't let them pass it off and say, oh, it just comes and goes. Jennifer will tell you that because her mother experienced it. I'll tell you because my father experienced it. Cuban will tell you. You don't let stuff like that go.
Yeah.
And especially if you come from a family where that has happened. I've been on magnesium for years because I don't want it. It's happened. I've had a few bouts with a little irregular, but I don't really feel it. And as soon as I feel it coming on, I take four or five magnesium and it stops. So, but in this circumstance, you don't play with that kind of stuff. How old is Cuban?
He's 60.
60-some?
60.
Just 60.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, he's smart.
And he's in very good shape.
Can,
he plays basketball all the time. Like he's I think he's a good person to kind of, you know, be a face of this condition.
Yes.
Because people, you know, may think it's only an old person's thing, but it's not.
Well, I'll tell you who had it. is Kenley Jansen, who is the Dodgers' big stud closer, and he couldn't even travel to Colorado last season because his heartbeat would get so out of whack with the altitude.
Oh,
so he couldn't even
story.
Go play the. Then you want to talk about someone who's in good shape, who's
yeah.
I think
How old
he's
is he,
30,
Jennifer?
Maybe 30. And he's had it for a couple of years, and he actually had the same procedure my mom did last October and was given the full clear bill of health going into spring training. So he's even been able to. It was a big deal, actually. They went to Colorado to play the Rockies, and they brought Kenley in. And you could see his relief after he pitched his inning and the Dodgers won. And he was like, not just because the Dodgers won, but because he survived pitching a game in Colorado. So, talk about someone who can change the idea of what you think AFib is or who it affects. It affects young, healthy people like him.
All right, so let's talk about another thing that affects a lot of people. We always are focused, not always, but many times our discussions about problems people have focus on their mental health. I noticed that Kim Kardashian had opened up about Kanye's mental health, his bipolar problems, and his
I'm happy that she finally talked about it.
Demeanor.
Because people
have
been speculating.
Well, what did she say, Victoria?
Well, essentially, she said that in 2018, Kanye released an album, and then very publicly, I think it was right around the time when he was in the White House with Trump, and he basically said he had been misdiagnosed and that he actually wasn't bipolar and was only dealing with severe sleep deprivation. And then in this new interview that Kim gave with Vogue, she said that he was wrong. He was actually in the middle of an episode. And that they have met with numerous doctors, and he does have bipolar diagnosis. He refuses to take medicine for it, though. And so she said that because it just changes his personality too much, he doesn't like how he feels when he's on the medication. So he's had to adjust a lot of lifestyle things, traveling a lot. He doesn't do anymore because that apparently sets off a bipolar episode. So I think I'm happy that she came forward and is talking about this, and she said that she and Kanye both want to sort of destigmatize what it's like to live with a mental, diagnosis.
Good.
And and without medicine too. So it's
good for them.
I gave her credit for that one.
Yeah, good. Good for them. Here's something, we're in the advertising business here. This radio program and pretty much every radio program that you listen to on commercial radio is supported by advertisers. The largest, in terms of dollar amounts, the top three or four spenders, Home Depot, a couple of the car companies, and Procter & Gamble. Anybody even know, pay attention, P&G is Procter & Gamble. And they've probably been the longest-lasting successful corporate entity in America. Then you go back to the 1920s, no, that's too early, 1930s, when what we call soap operas used to be on the radio, and then they came to television. Do you know why they were called soap operas?
That's when they advertised soap. Sponsored by soap.
The soap companies were the biggest spenders and advertisers at the time, and they would find a product that they wanted to a radio product that they wanted to sponsor, and then they would become the mainstay of it. So it was Procter & Gamble's this, that, or the other thing. So the fellow, and they continue to be the leader in that sort of thing. Procter & Gamble is a big, very huge American company. And their brand officer was before the National Association of Advertisers over the weekend here in Orlando, where I am. I'm looking at the local Orlando paper this morning. And this guy talks about the history of digital advertising. And I bring this to you because some of you pay attention, some of you don't. It's okay. I don't expect you to pay a lot. It just becomes part of the program. Our talking, the ladies and I, when we're talking about various products or you hear commercials for various things. We were in 2008, 2009, this business went into a recession, depression. It was a real depression. And because I'm an independent producer, it really affected me more. So is Jennifer and her company. Her father and she have a company that are basically in the same business that I'm in here, producing content. And so we've been hit very hard in the last 10 years by the digital revolution. But this guy had something interesting, and I bring it to, it's maybe self-service, kind of like Paul Harvey used to call it shop talk. But when it comes to understanding the business, business needs to have other people know that it's there. That's why advertising is so important. And I thought that was a pretty interesting thing, whether, you know, we've noticed some more people, I think, Jennifer, coming back who had been advertisers, went away, tried digital. Not that digital's going to go away, because it's not. And some of the advertising, I think, in digital, especially video, is very effective. Some of the audio is as well. But traditional media gets the best results. And I think with that in mind, here are some really good examples of those commercials.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten, yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Head to Sprint today to get the new LG G8 ThinQ. This phone is packed with features like Crystal Sound OLED, where the entire screen is the speaker, and Hand ID to easily unlock your phone. With 128 gigabytes of memory, you won't have to worry about running out of space for your treasured pics and videos. You can even use Air Motion. With just a wave of your hand, you can easily access your phone's favorite functions, answer calls, and more. Right now, get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the new LG G8 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LG, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $20 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Canceled early. Your main balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line with all paid. Data due prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums and shoulder restrictions apply.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 417, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
The bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expect in spring 2019 in limited quantities.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so you remember my trip to Ireland? It was only a couple of weeks ago, what was it? The week before last. So I went over on Aer Lingus, good airline, comfortable. I enjoyed the transatlantic crossing in both directions. And one of the things I talked about was how you get into Aer Lingus's planes in this country by going through JetBlue terminals, which is pretty unusual. And now JetBlue appears to be turning on Aer Lingus and announced that they bought a bunch of 321 Airbus 321 single aisle stretch 321s from Airbus. They're going to use those to fly from New York and Boston and Washington to Ireland. Imagine Aer Lingus thinks that's kind of a kick in the you know what. And it is.
I think so too.
You know what? Yeah. 10 before the hour.
Yeah.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour, time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. We have questions, and Tom has, well, we have questions. I often throw in a question or two in here and maybe take a stab at answering my own questions, which is always very productive.
Yeah, that's the amusing part. That's the comedy part of the morning.
That's it. All right, so Tommy is here. The Money Pit is a fabulous way for you to deal with whether you're remodeling your home, you're fixing things up, maybe decorating it. He's the how-to guru. I like that. It's kind of a how-to guru. So we have questions from listeners. Here's Terry in California who wants to repaint an interior room in the house that has purple, purple and pink. Must be a child's room. I hope it is, anyway. So how do you prep the wall, she wants to know, because that's going to be, those bright colors are going to be tough to cover up, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the first thing you do, Terry, is you clean the walls thoroughly. You can use, something that's like an oxidized cleaner for that. TSP works very well, trisodium phosphate, but wash them very, very well so you get all the dirt and any other goo off the walls. Now, in terms of covering very dark colors, the secret here is the primer, and you want to use a tinted primer. So you go to your paint store, and you choose a color that's close to what you want the final room to be, and you tint the primer to be that color. So this way, not only do you get the primer coat, but you essentially get the first coat of color on at the same time. And then once that's done, the second coat, which will essentially be the same color, should cover quite nicely, even if the walls are pretty dramatic colors of purple and pink.
All right. Purple and pink. Sweet. So the Money Pit Home Improvement newsletter, which has all kinds of exciting, every week it comes out. You can sign up for it at moneypit.com. There are some great, I found this to be the most helpful thing I saw in the current issue of this, Tommy, the plants that can poison your pets.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a great thing for you. I'll share that with Warren Eckstein, our pet guy. That's very important, I think.
Yeah, a lot of folks are unfamiliar with the fact that a lot of the house plants that you have that you love can be make the pets very sick. So talking about plants like Diffenbachia and aloe, I mean, we love having aloe around and break off a leaf and use it on a wound.
It's good for you.
Yeah. Philodendrons, the snake plant, jade plants, you know, plants that you're very, very commonly are around can really be harmful to pets. So you need to make sure you keep the plants and the pets separated.
Find that
list there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at moneypit.com at the if you're signing up for the newsletter. Also, I saw an ad for, I've always wanted to have one of those awnings over my back porch.
Yep.
The old house I wanted, in this house that I live in now, I want to get one. I always thought they were pretty crazy expensive, but I saw an ad, I think it was a late night infomercial, for one that you can get for like $1,000. Are these, when you think about going outdoors, people love to be outside, they don't want the heat of the sun. Are these things a good option to put on porches? And can you get good ones that don't cost a lot of money?
Awnings are making a big comeback right now. And, you know, aside from just making the house look more attractive on the outside, strategically, they can make the spaces a lot more comfortable. So, you know, if you have an outdoor dining area, you could have an extended awning. Or if you had a south-facing house and you have awnings over, you know, larger windows, that keeps some of the sun from getting in there and raising the heat inside, raising the temperature inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prices, look, you're going to find them all over the map, just like anything, Doug. I say if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. You need to research the product very carefully. Make sure you're reading reviews from real customers so that you make a good choice.
So if I decide to do one, I'm calling you. That's what I do anyway. Brian is a listener. Yeah, thank you. Brian listens to us in New Hampshire. He's got a sidewalk and steps made out of concrete.
Yep.
Every winter, the surface gets worse and worse, looks awful. So how does he fix that?
So what happens in the winter is, especially if you use rock salt or corrosive material, and often even on driveways because it picks up some of the salts from the roads, that salt will deteriorate the concrete surface a little bit worse each year to the point where it gets really ugly. So you may think you have to tear it out. You don't. There are products out today that can be used to essentially re-coat that deteriorated concrete. New one out this year from Quikrete called ReCap. And really amazing stuff, Doug. I saw a demonstration of this product that where it was applied to old concrete, and then the engineers tried to test the thoroughness of the attachment by pulling it apart. It was stuck so well to the old concrete that when they did pull it apart with the testing equipment, it pulled the old aggregate out of the old concrete with it. That's how strong this stuff is. Yeah,
wow.
ReCap by Quikrete.
Yep. ReCap. All right, to recap today, you're thankful you were listening to Tom, right, on the DJB program, 10:59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.